just an example, but you know, when the sort of mind feels quite quiet and peaceful, but there's still something that's just kind of niggling away.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't, you know, there's, it's not like there's any thoughts, you know, breaking bubble or, but there's still sort of feeling. It's not like a physical thing. It's kind of,
no.
Don't we call it emotional or whatever. But it's something that doesn't feel quite right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you can't, it's something that you can't work out what it is or how yeah. it go or
yeah.
it's not obvious. I mean, how yeah. do you kind of...
How do you work with that?
Yeah.
Patience and honesty in the sense of, you know, rather than trying to kind of cover it over with some rationale or logic from some, said, no, there's something still there somehow. And being willing to return to it and not just dismiss it because one has... On paper, one's done what one you think you should have done, or what the Ajahns have told you to do, sort of thing. But it's really taking the interest and time to sort of, and you can't dwell, because sometimes you have to wait for something to ripen. Like again, we're talking about causes. You put causes into place. And, you know, sometimes it takes a long time for it to really ripen. And that's where a certain, say, saddha or trust or faith or confidence is important. So that maybe paying attention to the building of a reviewing of the things that do arise or bring about the arising of confidence and trust in the process, in the path itself, in the teaching, and then sometimes you just have to be willing to be to wait for it to ripen, and then something where you know, oftentimes changes without even thinking about it. So that sense of patience is. I mean, patience is a terrible word in English, because it seems because it's.
Some people even have it as a name.
Yeah, you know,
it's a girl's name. It's,
yes. Yeah, but it really. Because in the English language, it feels like one is just putting up with something until it's, you know, over, and so you're having to. But patience from a Buddhist perspective is a bharami, and a bharami are really bright qualities. So this sense of patience is much more of a willingness to be present. With experience and not be, say, not be shaken by that, and so then, and it was really frustrating going, you know, being like a disciple of Ajahn Chah and going to him with all your questions and your all your problems and difficulties and. Waiting for Ajahn Chah to solve them for us, and he just tell us to be patient. It was very frustrating. but there is that sense of you have to allow it to be there sometimes, and it doesn't mean you have to dwell on it. But just acknowledge, okay, something's not resolved and I don't quite know what it is. I can't get my finger on it yet, but it's sort of that sense of just being patient and open with it.